from KETR News. This is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Today we conclude our series with Curtis Campbell of the Red River Authority. That's a state agency based in Wichita Falls, charged with the management of the Red River. Last week, we introduced the funding problem that the agency currently faces for its projects to control salinity in the Red River. When the project's funding isn't included in federal budgets, and it hasn't been for many years now, federal funding, if it is to come, must come in the form of a congressional ad. Campbell says this shouldn't be thought of as an earmark, since the project was already authorized by the federal government decades ago. However, some lawmakers and Washington observers will refer to anything that isn't in the original federal budget as an earmark. Campbell says his agency has been working for the funding to keep the salinity control project going.
Ourselves, as well as the Red River Valley Association and other entities, have been trying to work with our congressman from Oklahoma and Texas and trying to get them to sit down and work out a definition of earmark so that could be distinguished between. But thus far, we haven't had a lot of luck in getting that done.
Lacking federal funding, the authority has turned elsewhere for possible revenue streams. The Red River Authority has historically worked closely with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The authority has investigated the possibility of, along with the Corps of Engineers, partnering with a private company on a project that could generate solar power on salt disposal reservoirs located in northwest Texas. The idea being that once they got the solar power up and running, they could sell the energy and use that money to finance the project.
We have been working with a private entity in trying to come up with a way to possibly develop solar ponds around the Truscott Reservoir, that is the saltwater holding reservoir that was built in Knox County. And we've been working with this group in the Corps. The Corps owns the lake and they own the land around the lake, so the sale of electricity from these solar ponds could then be utilized to possibly offset some of the cost involved in it, but it would also reduce the cost of completing the project, as it would utilize the water held in the reservoir and not require the reservoir dam to be raised to take in the other projects that are proposed to be built. So this would reduce the cost by about 30%. We've been working for, I guess, about a year and a half now trying to get something going on that. They're wanting to try to use private money to build the solar ponds. All they need is a buyer for the electricity.
The private company in the picture is Good Earth Mechanics. Campbell says they could have a potential customer in the U.S. military, with the federal government putting more pressure on military bases to purchase electricity generated from renewable sources. It's a possibility that power generated by the solar ponds could be sold to military bases in North Texas and southern Oklahoma. However, it's all still in the talking stage, and for right now, the Red River Salinity Control Project remains basically on hold. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.